show may actually somehow magically warp in or morph into whatever in pizza Nico and I show, because we messed up and forgot to renew it for spring term. So I don't know where Nico is right now. I thought he followed me back from dinner, but he didn't. So he may show up at some point, and it'll suddenly magically become the place where the music is always fresh and the pizza is always stale, even though there isn't pizza. but for right now, basically, yeah, still no new music for me this week. I don't know. My classes are, like, they're just starting, and I'm busy. Even though, like, nothing is hard that we're doing, there's just, like, lots of stuff that has to be done. And, like, I don't know, adding other classes that I needed to get into and getting into those. And now suddenly I'm apparently got into a couple waitlisted ones that conflict with each other somehow. It's confusing. Be that stupid. Right now, basically what I think I'm going to do for a little while at least is I want to do some more improvisational stuff on Animoog, the synth app, because I haven't done that in a while, and I don't know, I've been playing with it a little bit today, and like this evening, and really not much more before that, but yeah, I think that should be cool, do that for a bit, and that way if Nico shows up, I can just sort of stop that, and we'll do whatever he's going to do. Also, if Nico doesn't show up, and I don't remember to say this, Whatever in Pizza should be possibly soon rescheduled to Thursdays 8 to 9. Hopefully. I haven't gotten any emails back, but I only said it yesterday, and today was signer seminar, so stuff was probably busy. But yeah, that's when we'll be back there. If that doesn't happen, this will become Whatever in Pizza, and that will be that. So, yeah, I'm just going to start playing with this, and I'll see you in a bit. Whatever happens, bye. Well, okay. How was that for weird? Whoops. Yeah, that didn't quite go as expected, but I think I like what eventually happened. And of course, I made the stupid, crazy, entertaining decision of trying something on air that I've never tried before. Basically, what I did was I had, there's two inputs here at the yurt, which is awesome, because I didn't bring a splitter, but I had Animoog and the iPad going for the synth, and then I decided that was boring, so I got super tiny GarageBand on my iPod right next to it, and I got the drum pads going, and of course, super tiny GarageBand on the iPod has like a really weird like variable lag before it, like variable lag time, not like a, you know, actual like lag, but when you press play on what you've recorded, between then and when it actually starts playing depends upon how much you recorded and how much RAM is free. And this thing only has 250 megabytes of RAM. So, and this is like, let's see, I think I ended up with 8 tracks. Let me count. I got bass drum, 10 tracks. And that takes a weird amount of RAM. So it, every time I added a track, the pause between when I press play and when it actually started playing got weirder. But that seemed to turn out fine because I kind of messed everything up with the synths and it sort of became a giant blob of sound, and the only thing that was actually holding it together was the drums, so it didn't really matter where they were. And I think it ended up sounding pretty cool. So, yeah, let's see. The drum part alone played on the pads on Tiny GarageBand was, let's see, it's B. But yeah, that was little tiny GarageBand on a 3.5-inch screen with 250 megabytes of RAM. Surprised it actually kind of worked. But sometime maybe I'm going to plan to do this and like actually bring like a splitter or something so I can have them on the same input or something. Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, and it turns out I've just noticed I was at, I think I had the wrong BPM the entire time, but that's weird. Anyway, yeah, it seems like it worked to me, and then the Animoog part was just sort of a blob of sound that ended up being... I kind of like the idea of just having a blob of sound where you aren't really sure. Like, the listener has a hard time telling what the melody is, and there isn't exactly, like, there aren't melody parts. There's just, like, a whole bunch of noises that sound good and sort of sound good together. And I think that's kind of fun, because if I'm doing this weird experimental stuff, I should probably do it all the way and break... from a lot of the organization that we've put into music. But then again, I don't know, organization is good. I've got these two like weird things that I like. I like this sort of stuff where it's literally just like this crazy cloud of sound. And then I like the stuff where it's, you know, actually organized and makes sense. And they're both fun. I think this is fun mostly because I'm not really sure where it's going to go. Like, I literally chose a key, and then forgot which key I chose, and then sort of remembered it again, and played notes that I figured would sound right. and then, you know, mess a little with the sound. I think next week what I'm going to try to do is I want to try to do something similar but using Korg's IMS-20, because MS-20s are cool, and I think with that I could be able to do something like this but more organized, because I could, like, it's actually got a sequencer, so I can mute parts instead of just ending up with a blob of sound that's all stacked on top of each other. And I also want to try, Anamoog added this copy-paste function where you can copy the sound at the current point and paste it later, so I could copy it when I have less parts, and when I want to simplify it, I could paste it later. But that only, I mean, that obviously only works with, you know, there's no, you can't, like, do it multiple times. It's a clipboard. You can't just sort of choose when you want to paste it. But yeah, that's pretty fun. I think for the rest of the show, it's only 10 minutes. I'm going to try to find just a couple songs to play, real quick that will be totally unrelated, because I don't actually have any music that's actually related to that. Let's see, I had a couple I wanted to do. I don't remember what day it is. here they are. Yeah, heck, let's go with this. I don't remember. I don't even remember what this... Oh, I remember. Okay, here. Yeah, so I'm just going to play a couple songs, and then that will be the show. So, see you. Okay, we'll call that that. That was Just Tom on the Yurt. Today is Sunday, right? We just changed the time. Every Sunday, 7 to 8 p.m., possibly turning into whatever in pizza soon. So the next person's here. What's your show? Whoa. Okay, that sounds cool. The next thing is cool. And she's here, so I'm out. See you next week.